I am, B. What's the problem?
It's time. It's time you told me how they work. You said you would.
How who works? Now, just calm down, B.
How they work. How plants make their own food and grow and live.
All right, B. I'm going to explain it to you. But first, let's imagine spring. The weather is changing. Winter is ending. There are more hours of daylight, and the soil warms in the spring sun. Spring showers bring water, and everything smells fresh and new. If you look closely on the floor of the forest, you might see a green stem beginning to peek through the soil. Within days, this young plant can be recognized as an oak seedling, growing from an acorn that fell to the forest floor last fall. As the young oak grows, it develops three basic organs which most green plants use in making their own food. The roots, the stem, and the leaves. To understand how most plants work, how they grow and live, we'll have to talk about each one of these organs.
But, Mom, don't roots just hold the plant in the soil and keep the wind from blowing the plant over?
Holding the plant in the soil is one of the most important functions of roots, B. But roots also are a vital part of the plant's food-making and storage process. You see, the roots of a plant take water and dissolved minerals from the soil and carry them upward to the stem. A growing plant requires large amounts of water and different kinds of minerals in order to survive. At the tip of the root is a protective cap, which is forced through the soil like a tiny drill. Behind the root cap are the root hairs, which grip the soil and take in the water and needed minerals. Some plants, like this little oak seedling, have a main root that is thicker and longer than the rest of its roots. This type of root is called a taproot. Other plants, like grass, have smaller, more slender roots that spread out in the soil in all directions. These are called fibrous roots.
So all of these plants have roots that are taking water and minerals from the soil and moving them up to the stem. But then what?
Well, B, the stems of plants act like pipelines carrying water and mineral supplies on up into the leaves. The stem also acts as a support for leaves, holding them up in the air where they can come into contact with needed gases and, of course, sunlight.
Sunlight?
Yes, sunlight. Sunlight provides the energy that plants use to change water and carbon dioxide into basic plant food. Sunlight passes into a plant's leaves and causes a complex chemical reaction called photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis?
Photosynthesis. That's what the process is called, B. I know that's a big word, but it's an important word, too.